Good morning. Okay, so holding over here, Siman Nunches, Dini Berech Sareach. Yesterday we more or less went through most of the Sifim. We got all the way to the end of Sifi Gimel, right? So I just want to review one point. When it comes to making the bracha on the psalmim, so we medamer a lot to the bracha berachas and the henin of foods, and therefore the bracha is made before you smell it. Right, there's the Indian of oivel asiyasan, which we close to when you're about to smell it, not as you're preparing it, and then you're gonna smell it. B'di'evet, the Mishmur brings down. And the Mishmur speaks about in Sifkat and Gimel, then B'di'evet and Sifkat and Memches. B'di'evet, you did make the bracha as you were preparing it before you were ready to smell it. So you yoitza. But the Chatchila should be when you're ready to smell it beforehand, that's when you make the bracha. Now, if let's say someone forgot to make a bracha, he's smelling, wow, it smells so good. Oh, there's a bracha for this. So you can make it as long as he's still smelling it, just like we find by food. This is the Mishmur over there in Reish Tez Zayin, Sifkat and Gimel, Sifkat and Mem Zayin speaks about it. Then the Bir Alacha in Sifyut Beis, the Ramasu Koidim, he brings in that there's no chiv to hold any hands. Yesterday I mentioned the Ben Ishchai. Ben Ishchai says, Bash Vaschanan, they should hold it in your right hand, but the Alacha says over there that you do not need to hold the hands. Could be on the table in front of you, ready to smell it. Is the Mechas Yitzchak in this room? Or So therefore there seems to be different opinions whether you have to hold in your hand or not. Right, but food we learned that you should hold in your hands. We learned also the brachas chal, what's in front of you on the table, al-tzchashiv, so the bracha told her over here, the Bir Alacha says that you don't need to. Questions: if let's say it's in a baget, let's say it's in, you have these like closed sewn material, that's in the material, or it's in a kli that's closed. But you can smell it through the material, through what's closed into. So is that like a mechitza? Is that like a mechitza between you and the besame? It's spoken about, and the Eishal Avram is Mesupik over there. The Eishal Avram is Mesupik in Reish Tezayim. But then when in Reish Sadi Zayin Hochas Abdullah, he talks about more his mashmak, there's holes, there's big holes, they can smell through it, so then it'll be fine. Thank you very much. Mechas Yitzchak over here in Chedek Dalet, Simen Pei Vav, he speaks about this also, and he mentions brings the Eishal Avram that we just mentioned. that the Yeshiva says Mugba Meshkoin Yalavitz Ashkiach Ligmo Abatim Chem Betzolim Vaisin Lahavi Reach Rabbe Abayis Einsoch Bracha. Right, if you're just doing it to remove bad smell, then it does not need bracha. Achim Oisim Kedela Reach Reach Toi. It's interesting, right? They say if you want to impress people that you cook, that you're a good cook, so you should fry onions. So he says, if you're doing it im oisim kedela riach reach toy, if you have onions for nira, he says nira shein yanvitz, this other thing is not bechal pri, it's bechal b'samim, chen klipas b'samim reyla v'archa say b'samim fine. Let's bring it down. I thought he talks about here if it's if you're holding or not, or maybe it's earlier. Okay, he's telling me something here, but I don't see the clue that I'm looking for. Okay, so Akbar, like we said, the Eishal Ram discusses if it's in a closed kli, in a closed sewn-in material, over here in Osir Rishat design, whether that's considered like a mechita or not, but Talach HaLamaisa, if you could smell through it, it's fine. If you could open up the top of the kli that's open on top, so it's like a big hole for the reich to come out, then that's fine. Now, on Yom Kippur, a lot of people, it's brought down in the Mishburin, Simitah Freshid Beis, Simkat Niches, and in other Paiskim, that a lot of people are noig in order to get Meir Brachas to smell Besamim. So you want to smell it a few times. What's the shear? What's the shear that your first bracha is finished, and now you can make a second bracha on the b'samim? So the Mishmaru talks about it in Reishud Zayin Sifkat and Vav, and the Sharetzin Yud and Yud Aleph, and what seems to come out is as follows. If I was holding it in my hand, I smelled it. And then I put it down. Now I want to smell it again. So it's totally if I was Masich Dasana. If I was Masich Das, I put it down, finished smelling it, and I walk, and even if I didn't walk away, but I was finished, then I'd say, you know what, I want to smell it again. So then you'll have to make another bracha. But if when I put it down, I knew I'm going to pick it up soon to smell it again, so then I do not need to make a bracha. And then it's even if I left the room with Das to come back to it, I don't need to make a bracha, unless you left the room for an extended amount of time. For a nice amount of time. Then, already, when you come back, you'll have to make another bracha. I looked into, again, this thing with coffee. If you smell fresh, ground coffee, seems like the meaning is not to make a bracha on it, because at the end of the day, it's being prepared for drinking, not for smelling. Even though you enjoy the smell also, but that's not what it's there for. It's not even for the riach. So it seems like that you don't make a bracha. You don't make a bracha on it. There's one nice thing over here. The Chuvah Zad Hoggis has a tshuva over here about Chedi Beis and Kuf Lamed Dalet about the Berach Sarech by Matzah Shabbos. So he says, he's bothered with a problem that when we smell by Abdullah, you're smelling it because you inhale it from the smell, you enjoy the smell. A lot of times my kids say, I don't like the smell. They're being honest. You inhale it from it? You're doing it because it's a mitzvah, right? So he says, "V'emet shani choishes beberchas areyach b'matzeh shabbos shenagil v'arach v'avdala." So it's only smelling it for the mitzvah, not for the anah. Shein nehenem mireachab sam hano gemura. Ve'enu roi levarach. And if that's the case, they're not being nehena hano gemura, you should not make a bracha on it. Meaning that you should try to find, something that you really enjoy.
Only one person needs to make the bracha, the mason.
Say that. It's the one person making the bracha, right? So that's his chashash. However, the ma'isa halacha ma'isa, the oilam is not knowing like this. The oilam is knowing that we do make a barimin of samim on samim la matzah Shabbos, even though you're only doing it for mitzvah. If I ask you, do you want to smoke samim? You say not really, but still, avdala we make it. That's the minik. So
you try to get stuff that you like to
say. Yeah, you know? Definitely, it's a good idea. It's a very good idea. Okay, so we have to just finish up the simin, and then we can go into Shachiyona. Okay, let's have a wonderful day.